What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Forward podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities, the greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we were on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Forward Travel Guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Forward Feed on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Bear With Me, a Chicago Bears podcast hosted by yours truly, Robert Schmitz, right here on the Windy City Gridiron Podcasting Network. The Chicago Bears have just traded up to number 11 with Dave Gettleman and the New York Giants to select none other than Ohio State's Justin Fields, now more than likely, obviously, the face of the Chicago Bears franchise. And I have Danny Meehan, EJ Snyder, Jacob and Fonte, the entire WCG Chicago Bears draft crew to react to it. So I'll kick it first to EJ, because as the non-draft guy, I'm going to go last. What do you think of the pick?
Unbelievable. There are not words. If you had I doing the live stream for Bootleg and people were saying, how do you feel? What do you think? And I flat out said, if you had told me 2 hours ago that A, the Bears would end up with Justin Fields, or B, that it would be at 11 and they paid the price they paid for it, I would have flat out called you a liar. Like, flat out said, no, there's no hope. I told people all day, don't get excited before 8. Don't even get excited at 9. Like, 9 is when you start to say he should be calling. At 11, unbelievable. There is hope again in Chicago at the quarterback position. And that is not quantifiable.
Not at all. Not at all. Hope abounds, and there's good reason for it. I'll kick it to Jacob. You next. What's your instant reaction?
Well, my instant reaction, as you guys can probably tell by the way that my voice is shot already, I am over the moon right now. Simply because I believe that Justin Fields had no reason to fall outside of the top 10. I had him as my 5th overall prospect in this class, and that's not considering positional value weighing in at quarterback over a different position. I thought Justin Fields was just that good, so I'm ecstatic right now. Time will tell, obviously, whether this pick turns out to be a good one. They did give up a future first rounder, so there's a bit of a risk to be made there, but from an arm talent perspective, Fields definitely meets that. From an accuracy perspective, Fields is one of the best in his class. From an athleticism perspective, Fields might be the most athletic person in this class at the quarterback position. So, and he's another guy who can also look past his first read. I feel like that's a narrative that's kind of been spouted out that he can't look past his first read. He can. He absolutely can. In fact, I believe it was PFF who tweeted. I could be wrong, but Fields was the most efficient quarterback in this year's draft, looking past his first read. So I am over the moon right now. Without, at risk of not sounding too much like a fanboy, this is the most excited I've ever been about a Chicago Bears draft pick in my life, and it's not even close.
Fanboy away, Jacob. I mean, we're in a video call for all those of you who are listening, and what the rest of us are seeing is that Jacob has yet to stop moving. He's pacing around his apartment, just so in excitement, and that's how it ought to feel. I mean, we entered this evening thinking, I mean, hey, you know what? I'll make my peace with Mac Jones at 20 or 18. Sure. And if we take an offensive tackle, great. And maybe we'll trade back and this year will be a wash and we come away with a franchise quarterback. But before you get my opinion, Danny, instant reaction, Fields at 11.
Well, to quote a band that neither you or Jacob Infante probably know, I'm probably closer to EJ's age bracket than I am you two. There was a band in the 90s called the Bare Naked Ladies, and one of their hit singles was called Pinch Me. And
I know the Bare Naked Ladies. I don't know that song.
No, not the ones in Columbia, Jacob. The ones on the CD. Okay.
I listened to it if I had $1 million so much growing up. Would you buy me an emu? Okay, yeah, buy me an emu. And I'd always love, haven't you always wanted a monkey? That was the one part that I loved growing up.
I can't stop giggling at Jacob. He's just pacing. It's great.
He can't stop.
But to kind of like pinch me, because EJ said it a little bit pre-show, but it doesn't feel like it's really set in. I'm not sure where these other guys had him off the top of my head, but Fields has been and will be my QB2, or was my QB2 coming into tonight. And when I saw him falling, I was like, there's no way the insiders had this right. I thought there was no way when a month ago they said that Wilson was going to be QB, the second quarterback off the board at number two to the Jets, because it feels like not that Wilson's a bad player, but it felt negligent to take this kid who's done everything asked for him, sans 3 to 4 games, played in a game with broken ribs, pined to play football this season when everyone else was talking about opting out or whatnot. They got the best potential quarterback at one of the lowest possible prices, given where they were picking from. Do they have to recoup some picks? Probably. Yeah, but I don't care about that right now. You got the best quarterback in this draft, for my eyes and from what I've seen, not named Trevor Lawrence. And all things being equal, if you like Trevor Lawrence's upside and you rave about Trey Lance's upside, you probably should be doing the exact same thing about Justin Fields's upside, because he looks like he was constructed in a lab. He's got a terrific arm. He's probably the best athlete at the position in this draft. I can't say enough good things. I've been very harshly critical of Pace, but you know what? I kept saying all over the place, you earn your flowers when you do something. Stop telling me how hard you tried. Congratulations, Ryan Pace. You earned your flowers tonight.
I'll second that. I have been really critical of Ryan Pace over the last year and a half because I think the guy's earned it. But I'm going to say something I never expected to enter this podcast saying. I never expected at the start of draft night to say Ryan Pace managed to play this absolutely perfectly. Like, most mock draft simulators will not give you this option. Ryan Pace managed to part with only next year's first round pick, next year's fourth round pick, and this year's fifth round pick, thus protecting the second round pick and the third round pick, as he took what I think would have been the easy QB1 if Trevor Lawrence never existed. Justin Fields seems to me to be a product of paralysis by overanalysis, very similar to Justin Herbert last year for obviously different reasons, but I remember tons of people talking about how Herbert couldn't make a second read and so on and so forth. There he failed to, gosh, I think it was 5, was it? So obviously Fields slipped a little further, and the Bears cash in only 4 picks before the New England Patriots do, which is the perfect time to do it. I mean, EJ, I know you're one to make fun of Dave Gettleman. The Bears got him to trade down for, I believe, the first time ever. That is a testament to just how big a deal this move is. And it couldn't be better for Chicago. Directionally, we have something to cheer for, and that is huge.
So I want to ask you three guys one question. I may have said on the Lunch Pail Draftcast that if Fields walked in the door in Chicago, he would immediately be the most physically gifted quarterback this city has ever seen, because the closest one was Cutler at that point. Is there anyone close at this point, or am I out on an island with
this?
No,
it's not even close.
Like, that's what I
Fields
thought.
Is, okay. Fields at his size, well over 200 pounds. We've all talked about a great arm. We've all talked about his ability to read the field. He ran a 4.4 flat at his size. 4.4
flat. He's like 225.
He's
like 225 pounds.
He's fully 220 pounds. We saw the hit he took in a Clemson game, which was disgusting and definitely broke things. He came back after that broken. You could see he was toughing out the throws. He was not right. Came back, threw a couple touchdowns after that. Like, he is tough. He is a leader. He goes past his first read. He has a cannon for an arm. He ran 4.4 at over 220. Like, the question of whether or not he's the most gifted quarterback physically to walk into Chicago is not open for debate. Like, Cutler is a great physical specimen. Obviously had one of the top three arms in the league at the time. Was never a 4.4 guy. Forget that. Was very tough. Like, let's not get into the Cutler toughness thing, because that's a hole you don't want to go down.
A can of worms.
No, I was just asking purely on the.
Easily, Danny. Like that's not even a fair bet. Yeah. That's not even money. That's you pay me.
Brian Hoyer shakes his fist in anger.
Yeah, Jacob, is it fair to say you agree?
He can.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
still pacing.
He has not yet stopped. He has not yet stopped. That is amazing.
I've been moving this entire time.
How many steps, Jacob? How many steps did you get today? I want to know. What's your Fitbit say? What's your Fitbit say?
Let's see. So now I am at nearly 7,000 on the day. Don't worry. I'm not 7,000 steps in the last half hour here.
Oh, I bet you are. I bet you are. I wouldn't sell you short. Physically gifted draft analyst that WCG has ever seen.
I am sad by that remark.
Okay, Danny. Sorry to sell you short.
You know, I'm running that 40-yard dash in like a 5-6 range on a good day. So I'm
nice.
Yeah. So
no. It's craziness. I'm certainly the gray beard of the group here. I was aware and sentient when the Bears won in 85. I was in junior high. I've seen them win a championship. You guys haven't physically. We've seen all the quarterbacks, and I've seen more than you, but you guys have seen plenty at the Chicago Bears quarterback position to know that this is a thing. This moment, whether or not Justin Fields works out, the potential for him to be what Chicago needs is this isn't a thing that's happened in your lifetime, right? And probably, honestly, if we're talking about physical potential and what he could achieve in the modern NFL, not in my lifetime either. McMahon was a great quarterback, but he was a leader. He was tough. He's physical. He was not Justin Fields.
He was gritty.
The potential, the ceiling here, the hope that Ryan Pace, one way or another, backed himself into is not something we've seen. And that is a thing. Like, that is a thing to mark and remember and celebrate and wake up tomorrow and pinch yourself, because that's the deal.
And because it's a Thursday night show, and that means people have time and we can talk a little bit about what's going forward, EJ, I think the real coup here is that in a deep tackle class, the Bears are suddenly poised to take advantage of it with a way better player than they should get out of 52 playing on the offensive line, I would imagine. And, unless it's Rondale Moore and they just decide to run in that direction, but I don't want to get into that. This is about
Robert
Justin
knows how
Fields.
To get to my heart.
The point is, the Bears the Bears protected that second round pick. They protected their third round pick. And let me just get out ahead of everybody. I don't think we're winning the Super Bowl here in 2021, but they have a unique opportunity that where they only gave up just as much as they needed to get Fields, and they can really lay the groundwork for an actual championship push should Fields find his stride. The question here, and I don't expect anybody to have an answer, I certainly don't, is what offensive direction is Matt Nagy going to go in? He's gone in three so far at an absolute minimum. So what are they going to do with Fields? Either way, I think as far as the talent he has shown, he is a slam dunk pick. It's a perfect move. I mean, I can't find fault in this move. Did they give up too much? No, they did not. Did they get the right player? Yes, they did. Did they get him at the right spot? Absolutely, they did. I never expected him to be there at 11. I can't be more excited than I am. At this point, get me to training camp and inject it into my veins.
So the one thing that makes me feel a little better that I would like to bring up is we've all heard the stories about Matt Nagy's quarterbacking rankings and how who he had ranked in specific order that year of the Mahomes, Watson, Trubisky class. I don't think this was necessarily Pace's pick. Now, obviously, he'll be credited with it, but I think this was a culmination of those three former quarterbacks in DeFilippo and Nagy and Bill Lazor coming together and saying, if this dude gets to a certain point, this is that guy.
And that point is four.
Right. So everyone else overthought it, EJ. I'm with you.
No, when he got to five, we had you guys are probably in a bunch of group chats. I'm in group chats with you guys, but there's other group chats as well. And in one of my group chats today, it was like, oh, are they getting Fields? And I was like, look, you know, if he gets past X and X and X, maybe, but he's going to Carolina or they're trading out. He's going to Denver or they're trading out even after the Teddy pick. Like, until he gets to 8 or 9, don't even call me. Like, don't start. Then he's at 10. Then he's at 11. And it's like, okay, we're now talking about 4 times farther than this guy should have gone, where we all think of from the talent and the positional value. This guy's sitting there at 11. I'm like, throw the phone at the wall and everything else. Whatever you want to do, go get him. I don't care. And they do. And they don't overpay, to Robert's point, because that has been the MO in Chicago, is way too much when you're bidding against yourself. Here, not at all an overpay. The second best quarterback in the draft, your largest position of need, and you get him at 11. What in the world? No way.
Yeah, I'm just going to be honest here. If I were the 49ers, I would have taken Fields at 3, and I don't even think it would be a debate. So I don't necessarily know why the 49ers. Trey Lance is an incredible prospect, don't get me wrong, and I feel like the physical upside with him is massive. But from a pure polish perspective, I feel like Justin Fields –
Light years ahead.
You're also talking to about a guy that we brought it up when we did our quarterbacks episode, Jacob. He has less than 400 total attempts between high school and college. It's not like he's just, a one-year starter like Mitch. No, he's got a long time to go. We heard the knocks on his processor, which that's completely overblown, because if you watched Ohio State's tape, you realize they're telling him to stay on his first read longer because it's, hey, that guy's going to be open. We have better athletes than everybody else. Don't just immediately go to your check down, which he showed he could do anyway if you watched it, but that's neither here nor there. It doesn't matter when it comes down to it, because they made their choice. They have to live with their choice, and I do kind of enjoy the subtle irony of all the 49ers fans giving crap to Bears fans for trading up for the unpolished starter. And now look what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, I'm beside
in a closet, apparently.
Yeah. I'm just walking around. I'm at a friend's apartment and I'm,
he's a closeted Bears fan. Like many of us have had to be.
No. But yeah, I really can't think of a time where the Bears have drafted a quarterback with the physical upside, the polish, and the collegiate production that Justin Fields has.
They haven't, is the short answer. They just haven't.
Yeah, they haven't.
Not in the modern era.
Yeah, it's unthinkable, basically, because, you know, especially for my entire life, and, you know, both of you have mentioned, EJ and Danny, that within your lives, you haven't seen the Bears take a quarterback prospect this good. And
no,
I mean, obviously that's the case.
Rex was the pinnacle of my life. And I wanted Byron Leftwich that year at the right.
And you haven't, and you didn't have to suffer through Cade McNown. So we're not even going to call that fair.
That was
rugged. This is so much different than anything else, but Robert, just to sort of sum it up, hope abounds. You talked about what Nagy can do with his offense. The answer is anything. Like, Fields has the ability to play pocket. He can certainly play rollout if you want it. He's got downfield accuracy. If you want to stuff him into a West Coast offense, that's fine. He can do that. He showed he could do those throws at Ohio State. Like, I don't think that's his best use because that seems over limiting. But the answer is you can do whatever it is you want, and you're going to get greater production than you had. You are nothing but upgrading, certainly from last year, but even what you had in the barn with Dalton.
And even, and just to kind of add on to EJ's point, Bill Lazor loves to have those RPOs in, and that's what younger guys are really comfortable in. Fields is very good in the RPO setting. It's not something you want to do all the time, obviously, in the NFL, because eventually defenses catch on to it because coaching's better, athletes are better, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a good way to ease him in whenever he takes over the reins, because I do think that they would be better served maybe easing him in versus just throwing him to the wolves, given the current offensive line state. And I know I'm coined the sit him guy. No, this has nothing to do with what I think he, what he's capable of. It's more, I don't want him to die.
Nah, plus the offensive line is going to look better by the time we're done with the 3 days.
For
this
sure.
This is a deep offensive line draft, and they will find
players. I mean, there is a guy from Michigan I would like to see.
Look, if there's something I'm excited about, so honestly, I love football. I love watching tape. I love trying to figure things out and so on and so forth. You guys probably know that if you've heard me before ever. But the part about football that I don't get to talk about enough, because I think it's kind of corny, but I love it, is the storyline part. And what's wild to me about this pick is that Chicago did not take the late riser in Zach Wilson. They did not take the, we barely have any tape on this guy in Trey Lance. Both of those could very well be really, really good players. But instead, they're taking the guy who has so much to prove against an NFL media that talked about how poor he was, to be honest, for quite some time, because now he is a Chicago Bears potential curse-breaking quarterback. Nobody's good in Chicago. He has the opportunity to prove it wrong. He's wearing Ohio State on his shoulders because all Ohio State quarterbacks are bad. He has the opportunity to prove that wrong. He has the opportunity to be the guy with San Francisco on the schedule, counting to three as he walks into the end zone like Mahomes did only a couple years ago, counting to 10. I mean, this is a guy where from a storyline perspective, from a talent on the field perspective, from a mesh and scheme fit perspective, he is ticking more boxes than anybody should to warrant this pick. It is hard to contain myself and not sound like a total homer, because this, if we're going to go into a grading period here, this is an A+ for me. I don't have to think about it. And I try not to hand these out, because I think people who hand out A+ are usually being too favorable to their team, but I can't find fault in this. This is the move the Bears needed. This is the move that I would have criticized anybody for making, saying that's unrealistic. It'll never happen in real life, but it did. The Bears have the opportunity to finally catch their first break at quarterback in almost 40 years. I am so here for it, and I can't wait to see what happens next.
You know who's with you?
I have a feeling if
Robinson.
Instantly.
Allen Robinson is like, I finally have a pro quarterback. Look at this.
Instantly the best quarterback he's ever played with. Is that fair?
Allen Robinson never has to worry about hearing Andy Dalton is the best quarterback who's ever thrown him a football ever again.
No. Him and Mooney have to be over the moon right now. Just over the moon. And if you get a right tackle, you're honestly looking at a line that looks really solid. If you go later and pick up a center like Drew Dahlman, if he falls, like all of a sudden you've got a stacked offensive Kendrick line. Green. You've got Kendrick Green would be amazing. I think he might be a little bit high, but an amazing athlete. Like you get a center prospect to compete with Mustafer and a right tackle who can start over a Fetty, and you put Justin Fields behind him. You go get some receivers late who have potential. Like you're cooking with gas right now. Like you're on.
I don't think DJ, it's you're possible just to be me more so excited. I was gonna say, is it possible to be more excited than the four of us right now? Like I've actually,
I don't think so. Not between
my
the four
uncle
of us.
Who doesn't
because
my
because
uncle's
Jacob.
Texting me. He goes, "Tell me how to feel."
No. Jacob is pulling the curve here. We're just following up for being excited.
Yeah, Jacob, it's your world. We just live in it, man.
That's right.
It's,
we're just squirrels trying
we're
to
here for you.
Now.
You're too kind. But yeah, I have to admit, I agree with Robert that ultimately those A+ grades are more often than not kind of exaggerated. And I'm honestly not a big fan of grading picks so early, but I can't look at this pick. But I'm throwing logic out the window here.
Yeah,
I can't
and you
look
should.
At this pick and not be excited. No, especially no for a franchise like Chicago that struggled historically at the quarterback position, hasn't had that true elite quarterback since Sid Luckman in like the 40s. That's an entire lifetime that
you have to literally go out of the modern era of football.
Yeah, exactly. No, the best, you're looking at records, best in the modern era is Eric Kramer, and Eric Kramer was solid. Those teams were good. Nobody ever mistaked Eric Kramer to have the potential that Justin Fields had. Like even when he was drafted, even when he was developing, nobody ever, he was not at that level, period. So to have this it's something Chicago's going to have to get used to.
Especially since, EJ, one thing that has been killing me is that as the draft has evolved, and I know you've seen it, pretty much ever since, it feels to me like Russell Wilson was picked in the third round and then Dak Prescott in the fourth. People have been all over tools. Derek Carr, if a carbon copy of Derek Carr came again out of Fresno State, I don't think he's a second rounder. He just had too many tools. And so the Bears at 20 were truly stuck. I mean, that's no man's land as far as taking a quarterback. And they somehow found the guy that has the tools. And that means diddly right now because he hasn't played a down for the Bears. And we don't know what his career is going to look like. But I'll tell you, he has a lot more of a chance than Kellen Mond, Davis Mills, Kyle Trask. And I can't tell you how excited I am. I don't have to talk about them like in Chicago Bears uniforms because instead
careful Pace takes the shotgun approach often when there's a
please
problem.
Please don't
you know what,
don't take give me there.
The, if we're doing the shotgun approach, use one of those sixes on the Air Force quarterback, just appease me.
Okay, we'll do that, Danny. All right, guys, I gotta run.
Yeah, I actually got a jet too.
It's been awesome, and I couldn't be happier for all of us. Honestly, this is, we needed to have this and we got it. And I don't care how at this point.
Absolutely. Just to close the show up, we are going to be with you after every single Bears pick, all four of us, if we can get on the horn. So expect more of us tomorrow. That's going to be two more shows and plenty on Saturday, though now one less. Guys, I can't wait to see how the rest of this draft unfolds. Safe to say it started off on the perfect note. And to the listeners that are listening in, bear down, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.